Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to my webpage titled, God is a Family Called the Trinity. In this webpage, I present three traits of God that I believe we share as a human race, created in the image and likeness of God. The first of these three traits is a unity of many. The Bible tells us that the one true living God and creator of the universe is at the same time three individual eternal persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that these three persons are united as one God. Christians refer to these three persons as the Trinity. And just as three persons are united as one God, I believe that when God created the human race and created all of our billions of souls, He united us together as one man, Adam, in the Garden of Eden. The second trait of God is a two-stage unfolding of the Trinity. The Bible tells us that both the Son of God and the Holy Spirit are eternal persons, without a beginning or an end, co-eternal with the Father and equally as divine and equally God as He Himself is. And yet the Bible tells us that both the Son and the Holy Spirit have come from within God the Father. Now, how does one make sense of this? How can they be as old as God the Father if they have come from within God the Father? For me, the only logical answer is clear and straightforward. Both the Son of God and the Spirit of God must have dwelled and existed within God the Father, consciously, individually, and personally, before coming forth from within Him in eternity past, long before creation, time, or any other thing existed. And I believe that we as human beings experience a similar two-stage existence. That each one of us existed personally, individually, and consciously within our father, Adam, before coming forth from him in the course of human history, having our souls united with newly conceived bodies in our mother's wombs. The third trait of God that I propose is that the Trinity has unfolded as a heterosexual family. I believe that the first divine person to come forth from within God the Father was the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit then entered into a companionship relationship with God the Father, a relationship that ultimately bloomed and developed into a full-fledged, loving, intimate, and mutual respectful relationship of marriage. And it was not until this fully developed, loving, intimate relationship was established that the Son of God was then begotten of the Father through the Holy Spirit in eternity past, before creation began. It is my belief that the role of women in marriage and in the family is patterned after the role of the Holy Spirit in the Trinity. That when God created the very first woman, taking a part of Adam's body from him, and then taking a soul from within him and forming that first woman, Eve, that we are being given in that passage of Genesis a picture of the procession of the Holy Spirit from within God the Father in eternity past. And that it was not until Adam and Eve had developed a deep and fully mutually loving and respectful relationship that they were able to beget and bring forth the very first child in human history, their first son, Cain. In short, what I'm saying in this webpage is that God is a heterosexual family, comprised of a father, a mother, and their only child, the Son of God. And that a properly constructed human family follows this divine heterosexual pattern. I know that this message will raise questions and objections both from Christians and non-Christians alike, and I've tried to anticipate those questions and to answer them in this webpage.